I want to take the opportunity of this debate to read into the record of the Dáil the ongoing experience of the families of Gerry Doherty and Thomas Weir, who both drowned in a boating tragedy near Port Ronan, Malinhead, in Donegal on July 17th, 2018. Gerry's father, Paddy, had died when Gerry was a teenager. He drowned in a crabbing accident. So it's a double tragedy for that family. They're very traumatised by all of this. There are serious question marks about how the emergency response system of the state handled this tragedy on that fateful day and since. They have serious issues, the families, with the Marine Casualty Investigation Board investigation into the circumstances surrounding their loved ones' deaths, and the level of cooperation from the MCIB with the ongoing inquest into their deaths. And I would ask you, Minister, to take a particular interest in this, because there's more that will unravel in due course, I have no doubt. This is another reason for serious reform of the board and its practices. The EU judgment that demands this piece of legislation has affirmed these concerns, but this bill is only one piece in the jigsaw that will fix it. The MCIB must be entirely independent of any other state agency or body and must have complete autonomy. Until this happens, there will continue to be doubts and questions. This cannot continue, Minister. Mistakes have been made in the past. They must now be rectified, and we must get this right. Failures that have occurred in the past have compounded hurt and made difficult situations even harder for survivors, loved ones and colleagues. These failures cannot happen again, and therefore we as legislators must ensure that this amendment is only the start and not the end of a reform process. To continue with part-time investigators in the marine area is entirely unacceptable. Michael Kingston has previously provided the comparison spends in the aviation and rail sectors compared to marine, and the fact that they have full-time investigators despite them thankfully having no deaths to investigate. It is imperative that we have full-time investigators for marine investigations. This is a must. I have to say that the approach to this board reflects the approach to the fisheries and marine sector overall in this country. We're the only island nation in the entirety of the European Union now, the only island nation. And if you talk to our fishermen around the state, they'll tell you that they feel failed, neglected, abandoned by the Department of the Marine and other state agencies. And I think that the approach in terms of this board and how it's been allowed to continue for so long reflects the utter neglect of our marine resource and our marine communities by government after government. That's to be absolutely straight about it. It has to end, has to stop. The process in terms of this legislation must be of the highest standard to recruit the absolute best qualified individuals.